Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All My Issues. In this episode 61, we got the chance to sit down and talk about Captain Marvel, you know, in preparation for the big Avengers Endgame movie. We also had some other things to talk about. We had a lot of catching up to do. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Hello, I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
I'm still Chris.
And it's you know, we decided to have like a New Year's resolution where we're going to do more podcasts.
Yes. We all agreed that the best thing to do would be to meet regularly.
Yes.
Once every 6 months or so.
Right. And come out with a new episode. And now it's March. Not even the beginning of March, but...
Yeah, halfway through.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler line now.
Behind the velvet rope.
Yes. Whoa. So, yes. But we're here. We're keeping it real.
We're back.
And, you know, we didn't really go away.
We just couldn't stay here.
It's the band that did the song
Closing Time. It's actually about childbirth.
Is it really?
Yeah, if you actually read the lyrics, it talks about every new beginning comes from some other beginnings, and it's about his child being born. That doesn't all play up that way, but he admitted it in interviews.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
And I know who I want to take me home has to do with parents.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That totally changes my whole point of view of that song.
Yeah, I hate it just as much, though. Yeah.
Well, we're going
to
stay
here,
I used to
hate it just because I thought it was a dumb bar song.
But yeah, now that's
I thought it was a dumb bar song. I now think it's a stupid allusion to childbirth.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right.
I'm just starting this one off right. Yeah. I shit on your art.
There you go. Whoa.
By Semisonic.
Semisonic. That's it. There you go.
Yeah, semi-talented.
Semi-talented. And this podcast is already semi-off track. Yeah.
Did not take us long.
We still got it.
That's right. Whoa. So... I guess we'll talk about what we're going to talk about.
More segues and Arrested Development Convention.
Whoa! All right.
I've lost myself.
We're having technical difficulties. Something. Okay, we're back. So yes, there have been many things that have come out since we've last. Met,
but we're gonna stick to one
thing
just a little bit ago,
for now, and that thing is Captain Marvel.
Yep, the Captain Marvel, yeah.
So, I guess, should we say it's gonna be spoilery, right?
It's gonna have so many spoilers,
Yeah.
So, that goes without saying. So, Captain Marvel,
yes.
So where do we want to begin with our discussion of Captain Marvel?
Well, we could talk about the pre-movie controversy first.
Ooh.
And then what we think about that, and then go into the movie.
Okay, that sounds good. Controversy. There's controversy? About a movie?
I'm going to surprise you all.
Okay, all right.
And you're not going to believe this.
All right.
But did you know that the internet... sometimes has strong opinions about things.
No, I did not.
I've heard rumors of this.
I know.
But
I had to do the research myself, and I discovered that, yes, it does indeed have strong opinions.
That is crazy.
I thought it was like a nice place.
You would like think, a utopia
you
of information.
Think. Apparently, I don't know. Maybe it's this dark web I hear so much about
has invaded
the light web. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, to every yin, there's a yang, right?
Well, apparently there's yangs everywhere.
Yeah.
Because, holy sheesh. So, Brie Larson.
Yes.
Made a comment at some award show or whatever, talking about critics reviewing movies that clearly aren't designed for people of the critics' age group and, you know, anything else. And she used A Wrinkle in Time as an example.
Okay, okay.
And said that maybe it doesn't matter what a 40-year-old white guy thinks about A Wrinkle in Time because it's not made for him.
Right, right.
Not
right.
necessarily yeah. an invalid point.
No, no, no.
The internet erupted. The I want to see this movie on Rotten Tomatoes dropped to below 25%.
Whoa.
Because they just started trolling.
The troll, yeah.
And
yeah.
everybody going on there putting reviews down for a movie they haven't seen. It's not even out yet.
Yeah.
So Rotten Tomatoes actually had to stop and
put the kibosh on it. I heard yeah. about that. Yeah, yeah.
So, and then everybody's saying how terrible the movie's going to be and like that. So that was kind of the controversy.
That is,
yeah,
yes, that is very, very controversial.
Yes.
Internet.
Those are the same people who are sitting there lobbing insults at people and being like, they need to toughen up their skin.
Exactly.
And meanwhile, they're crying about someone impugning their ability to review A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah. What do you think about like what Rotten Tomatoes did to handle the situation? I think they have every right to do what they wanted to do, and
I don't know why they ever had
the pre
that
pre,
you could do that these things before the movie came out anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I don't understand that. How are you supposed to do that?
Yeah. Like now, I guess they've kind of changed it to where it's kind of labeled maybe a little bit clearer, where instead of it being like your review, it's are you excited to see this movie or whatever? Yeah. So it's kind of, you know, kind of separated out, and it's not the first thing you see when you go look at the movie. So, yeah, I don't know. But even so, though, it's done very well on Rotten Tomatoes now, right? I think it's pretty good.
It's,
right?
It's certified like, fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, certified fresh?
Certified Ooh. Fresh.
Yeah. Sound effects.
Sound effects. Look at that. We're stepping it up a level.
Yes.
Yeah. But like, as far as the movie goes, I enjoyed it.
Overall, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I don't think it's the best Marvel movie ever.
It is, actually. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah,
it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's actually the best movie ever made.
Best movie ever made.
It goes Captain Marvel, The Godfather.
The Godfather.
Wow.
The Godfather Part 2.
Wow.
Where does Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure fall in? And there's that
five.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Yeah, that sounds about right.
And they yet to be made, Bill and Ted's that they made the announcement will be filming almost directly.
Yes.
What's the name of it?
I forget.
I just had it and I lost it. Bill and Ted's Cash Grab. No. Bill and Ted's.
It's like something about the music, right? Isn't it something like the
Bill and Ted's 3
Face the Music?
Face the Music.
Bill
that's
Ted
what it is.
Face the Music. That's right.
Yeah, and it was music related.
Wild Stallions. That is actually the 4th best movie of all time.
That's it. That, right. It is.
I gotta say, I like Keanu Reeves more and more, even when this came out. Because, like, technically, does he really have to do a Bill and Ted?
No.
Bill and Ted. Keanu Reeves is, like, possibly the greatest human being in the world.
I think so, too. Have you ever read, like...
There's an entire subreddit dedicated to Keanu being awesome. I think that's what it's called.
I think it is, too.
Like, I think he would just be a cool guy. Like, hey, Keanu,
I think he's a humble person.
He gave a bunch of his money that he made from one of the Matrix movies to buy everybody in the set something.
Right. He's very zen.
He
doesn't care about money.
Right. He doesn't make quite want.
Yeah.
Which is probably easier to do when you have an almost infinite supply.
Right. Exactly.
That doesn't matter.
Make another movie. Yeah. And replenish everything that you just spent. But yeah.
I mean, this is, I don't know. He seems like a great human being.
He does.
And I hope nothing bad ever happens to him.
I hope so too. And Alex Winter,
was great in Lost Boys.
He was great in Lost Boys.
When he got spiked upside down and blood everywhere.
Yeah. What was the other movie that he did? He did that. Where Mr. T plays a woman.
Freak Show.
Freak Show. Freak Show.
Yeah, that is him.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Some small amount of editing might take place right now.
Yes.
Quick, while he's gone, are we still allowed to do this podcast, considering, you know, how much he, you know, beats his wife?
You know, I try
to separate the art from the artist.
I know, but
it's getting harder.
It is really getting hard.
It is.
And this whole, yeah.
This obsession with poop, too.
Yeah, that's, what is up with that?
I don't know. I think he eats it.
I think he, like, puts in, like, a potpourri or something like that.
Poopery. He calls it poopery.
Yeah, that's just.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. I don't know how a person can seem so smart and still smeared all over his face. Never mind.
Here it comes.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
Welcome back.
What do you mean? I never left.
Oh.
The magic of editing.
the magic of listening later.
Yeah, that's right. Alex Winter.
Alex Winter.
What was the name of that movie?
I don't know.
Freak Show.
Freak Show. That's it. Yes. He's been in some other things, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking up his IMDb as we speak here. As an actor, he has been in, you know, some episodes of Robot Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
He did some voices on the television movie of Ben 10 Alien Swarm.
Okay.
And Ben 10 Race Against Time, the live action movie. He's been in 2005. He was in an episode of Bones.
What? He was in an episode of Bones. Interesting.
Episode of Bones. Let's see.
And you know, I would just say this, you know, from seeing Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, those movies, looking at the two of those, I would have thought that Alex Winter would have had the more successful career.
Because of the acting ability at that point.
Yeah.
Keanu really ended up playing towards his strengths later, and he got better.
Like, he did.
I mean, you watch him in Dracula, and the accent wasn't very good, and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's clearly trying, but I just wasn't very good. But you watch him in other stuff later on, it's amazing. Imagine if Will Smith had taken the part of Neo, because he was originally cast as Neo in The Matrix. Yeah. What kind of different paths those might have, their lives might have. I mean, we wouldn't have had Wild Wild West, because that's the movie he went to make instead.
Yeah, which probably would have been better.
Right. So actually, for everything good that I have said about Keanu, I just realized that it's because of him that we're living in one of the worst timelines.
Yeah. Well,
Wild West. Do you know what Alex Winter was not in?
What's that?
Captain Marvel.
He was not in Captain Marvel.
That is correct.
This is why we can't do more than one topic.
This is true.
We have segued three times.
Three times already.
In the introduction to getting to talk about
I just want
to
say
Marvel.
One last thing about Bill and Ted 3.
Okay.
Who should they get to play Rufus?
I think they should have Rufus just child.
Rufus, so I read this online, and I kind of completely agree with this. Maybe Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I would take that.
Playing the part of Rufus.
Yeah.
I think I would accept that.
Or Dave Chappelle from Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh.
Because he was Rufus.
He was Rufus. Mm-hmm. He was Rufus. My favorite scene in that movie, for the most part, I was ho-hum about it at the end.
I mean,
it was okay. You know, it was one of my favorite Mel Brooks movies.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't like it at all.
But at the end, when the marriage ceremony got people going, Abbott, and you hear the one guy go, "Hey, Abbott!" Yeah. I lost it. I completely lost it because That was that. I just
you're really big into
1940s
humor.
I am. And that was that scene right there. That moment made it worthwhile seeing that movie to me.
Yeah, I saw it in the theater.
I did too. That's.
I didn't like it.
Wow. You didn't like it?
No.
I love Men at Tights.
But you know, I don't like Blazing Saddles either.
You don't like Blazing Saddles?
No.
Really?
Now maybe it was because I tried to watch it when I was 15, and maybe I would have a different opinion of it now.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
But like you give me Young Frankenstein. I love.
Oh yeah, that's an awesome.
I love History of the World Part One or Two. Or whatever the movie he made was. I like a lot of other Mel Brooks stuff. Yeah. It's just those
Spaceballs.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. But Spaceballs isn't my favorite. If it wasn't about all the movies,
Young Frankenstein's that I loved, probably my favorite.
Of Young this. Frankenstein's my favorite too. Yeah. What's the one he did? High Anxiety or something?
Yeah, he did High Anxiety.
That was good.
Who was the other producers?
The producers is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It is, the premise is just pretty hilarious. Springtime for Hitler. Yeah, it is horrible. But Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Springtime for Captain Marvel. The
now there are aspects of Captain Marvel I do not approve of, but as a total movie, I enjoyed it. I thought it fits kind of midway in the grand scheme of Marvel movies.
It's not the best, but it's definitely not the worst.
No. That's Iron Man 2.
Yeah, yeah.
For me.
Well, I think that would be Iron Man 3.
I would rather watch Iron Man 3 was a different type of movie. I get it, but I just did not like Iron Man 2.
I actually liked Iron Man 2.
I liked Iron Man 2, I think, more than Iron Man 3. The whole thing that I had a problem with Iron Man 3 was the whole
Mandarin
thing. Yeah. I mean, I get what they were trying to go for there, but
it would have been nice to actually see Mandarin. But
it would have been nice to actually see Mar-Vell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get into it.
We're eventually going to get into that.
I want to give my opinion.
You know what that right there was? That's foreshadowing.
That's foreshadowing.
That for the 40-year-old white men and Sam.
We're going to get into it.
We're going to talk about it.
That's story structure 101, I think.
Yes.
Something.
Or maybe it's a red herring. Maybe we will love it so much when we get to that part.
I mostly enjoyed the movie too. There's a couple things that I like the beginning part of the movie. It seemed like it kind of dragged on a little bit for me. Like you didn't really get to know about Captain Marvel. Like who she, I think the problem I think with it, like the first half, I think, is that you don't really know who Captain Marvel is. Like as far as because she's trying to figure out who she is.
She doesn't know.
I think.
You thought she was an alien.
Yeah, but like, I don't think it got so much better as soon as she realized who she was. That like, once she, I thought to me,
for me, there was I didn't have like I have little problems throughout the movie.
Yeah,
I don't have big problems with anything. So even the beginning was fine for me. If I had a complaint about. That will come later as well. I don't know how to put this. I feel like they set up things that paid off in weird ways, I guess, as I'll just say that.
Okay.
Is there anyone who saw, for example, this is a little bit later, anyone who saw Nick Fury petting that cat that didn't know something was going to be going on with that cat later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even from the trailers.
Yeah.
I think we kind of.
Yeah.
Hinted at, like, oh, that's how he's.
And if you know current Captain Marvel comics, you knew something already. Yeah. Cause that cat's kind of been around.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that actually.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. The cat's been around.
But I found that out afterwards.
Yeah.
Cause I researched afterwards.
So, I mean, let's talk. Jude Law. Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have made a great Mar-Vell.
He would have. And I was surprised that he wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't know how
I feel about it. Maybe we should address the elephant in the room right here, right now, without Mar-Vell.
Yeah.
How about them taking the Skrulls and making them the sympathetic refugee heroes?
Yeah. But, go ahead.
All right. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I actually was okay with that.
Yeah, I was okay with that,
I don't,
too.
But
I
it didn't kill me. I thought it was a neat twist.
Yeah.
What a twist.
What a twist.
However, my entire life, the Skrulls have been
villains
to the Kree good guys of the two.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just me reading into it, but I'm not, you know, it always seemed to me that the Kree were portrayed as being the ones defending from the Skrull invasion.
Yeah.
And now.
But what if?
This wasn't a what if movie, though they are making a what if television series.
I did hear about that, and I'm pretty freaking excited about that because that's pretty awesome.
Captain Marvel.
But what if this is a setup?
What if? Do you know they're making a
for because they did talk about there being other factions of Skrulls out there that they're, you know, I mean, we're jumping up our head, and maybe I shouldn't talk about this until later.
No, we can talk about it.
Okay. Well, what if the Captain Marvel that we see at the end credits, meeting back up with Avengers, what if that's not really Captain Marvel? What if that's a Skrull? And then this is how they bring in the whole next big arcing story line of, say, maybe the Secret Invasion?
I think that would diminish what they were trying to accomplish as Captain Marvel.
Let me throw this out there for you.
Yeah.
Let's suppose they do that. Let's suppose I am Black Widow and Captain America, and we don't know much. We just know there's a device sending a thing across it. All they have to do is come and wear that insignia. They don't have to dress up like her. They've never seen her before.
This is true. This is true.
They don't have access to all the S.H.I.E.L.D. files that is going to tell them who that is.
Yeah. But even if that, say that is Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
But maybe she brings Skrulls back to help her.
Well,
maybe that's where, you know, if they were to do that, I personally didn't really care for the Secret Invasion storyline, because anytime they do that, like, kind of like, I don't know, are you who you say you are? Or I think that's cheap storytelling, kind of. Oh. I kind of get tired of that quick word.
What do you have against The Thing?
The Thing.
Yeah, that's The Thing.
Well,
I know. But that's like the whole basis of that movie. Mm-hmm. And like
Invasion of Body Snatchers? What do you got against
these called The Masters?
But just the examples you're giving shows how much of a tired storyline that topic that is, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's been done again and again and again.
Sort of like the person who discovers that their past is a little bit different, and they discover that their powers are far more than they ever imagined.
That's true. This is very true.
So, it's not the story; it's how it's told.
This is true. This is true. And with that being said, I would be okay if it's done well. I didn't care for the storyline.
I think we should change the name of the podcast to All of My Issues with Rick. Where we just gang up on him.
we just deconstruct all his thoughts.
All my thoughts. I could see them maybe trying to do something like that with the next big story arc. Because what's going to be the next big bad?
Probably the next big bad.
Well,
if they go a number of ways, if they're gonna try to do the FF, it's probably going to be Doom. Or if they even go beyond her, they may go beyond her. And
I don't think they'll ever go beyond her. I mean, other than in passing, because I don't think the Beyonder was a great big bad. He was the most powerful of the big bads.
Yeah.
But I don't think story wise,
he was a good vehicle for Doom.
Yeah,
the Beyonder is kind of like.
I feel with who they have now, you've got Doom, you've got Galactus. I mean, realistically, you've got Magneto if you want him. If you want to retell all that stuff, though, they might let it sit for a while.
Kang? Kang the Conqueror.
Yeah. But even with those guys, though, even with Doom, do you think that would be enough of a character for them to do like a whole other like 10-year story arc?
They would have to.
I think if you build it correctly.
If you build it correctly.
But if you're talking only cosmic things, then you're talking Galactus is the next obvious.
You have to go Galactus.
How could you drag Galactus out for 10 minutes? I mean, I guess they could maybe.
you would have to
hint expand.
You would have to expand more with the Guardians, point. And then you have to have Silver Surfer. So that would have to be in place. So once you establish the
man, it's cosmic, they could do this Silver Surfer. Well, it's exciting that they could have Silver Surfer now.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty. So once you establish the cosmic universe, you bring in Galactus, and the next big bad of after Galactus would be basically the Annihilation storyline.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because you got to bring in Quasar. That's like Gen 3 or 4 if you bring in Quasar and some of those other guys.
Or do after Thanos, maybe they take it back a notch and focus on, I want to say the smaller characters, but the more like the Spider-Man. He takes care of friendly his neighborhood. Yeah. Right. You're going to have, obviously, the Guardians of the Galaxy with James Gunn directing.
Yes. Being able to play with toys like Silver Surfer and Galactus that James Gunn could introduce into. Oh, man, that's pretty crazy.
So you're gonna have that, but maybe they focused more. I mean, heck, they've stopped making Daredevil. They could make a Daredevil movie.
Yeah.
They could make a Moon Knight movie.
Yeah. Well, there's rumors that we're gonna maybe do that as a TV show, and I guess rumors too. Still just rumors. Rumor has it that Daredevil and possibly the Punisher, maybe some of the more popular Netflix ones. Probably not Iron Fist, would segue over to Hulu.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of still owned by, and it's kind of, that would be like their more adult Disney fare would go there. Because I guess the Disney Plus thing is supposed to be more family friendly. So
it's supposed to have every movie Disney ever made.
Yeah. Yeah. But be more of the Marvel MCU.
If it was me, you know, and if they were going to do that. Disney made a lot of movies under a lot of different studios. So, I mean, technically Pulp Fiction is a Disney film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to see that on there.
And the Black Hole. And Condor Man.
See Black Hole.
I want to see Pulp Fiction redone as an animated cartoon featuring Disney characters.
Now that it's out in the universe.
I want to see.
Hasn't there been like a Bugs Bunny Daffy Duck type of knockoff of Pulp Fiction?
I don't know. I want, it was that a seems Space like, Jam.
Okay. But I was going to say there was...
I want to see full-fledged Mickey Mouse and Goofy as Jules and what's his face? Vincent.
Okay. Who'd...
Donald Duck would be Bruce Willis's character.
Okay.
I don't think... I would switch that around. I think Goofy would be Bruce Willis's character. And Donald would be...
I want to hear the explanation of Royale with Cheese done in Goofy's voice, though.
Who would be Christopher Walken, then?
I don't know.
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd, definitely.
The chicken, Foghorn Leghorn?
You know what? That would probably be better, actually, yeah.
And
here's your watch.
Dear Quentin Tarantino.
Yes, make this happen.
Back to Captain Marvel.
What was the last thing we were talking about?
The Skrulls.
Yeah, the Skrulls being good guys, kind of.
Yeah.
That was kind of odd.
Yeah.
That was an odd choice. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But it still felt weird.
Yeah. I was okay with it, though, because I was fully expecting them to be the villains, and it was kind of a nice twist.
Well, I don't know if it was quite a twist, because if you look at the history of the Skrulls and everything, they've always been that race trying to find a home.
They were an empire originally.
Well, yeah, they were originally an empire, but
the Skrull Empire invades the Kree land. The Kree's fight back. That was always presented in the
right. But I think they was always
60s and 70s.
I think that with that empire, they were always still trying to kind of like find a home, and those two were just struggling. And maybe with Captain Marvel, the empire got kind of diminished because the Kree were getting another foothold, so they were getting separated. And all that stuff. So I thought that was basically on par with the comics because they, like I said,
and they weren't necessarily good guys either.
Right.
Because the guy even said that he had
fair share of blood on their
hands.
Yeah.
And the Kree, to be honest, they're kind of dicks at times.
Yeah.
They may not be as sinister as the Skrulls, but they're not the nicest aliens.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but 1960s society, being the good guy was being kind of a dick. Like, they're being, like, they're putting on an almost holier-than-thou, you know, type role.
Like, and Dirty Harry was a bit of a dick, you think?
No. Yeah. I mean, in Marvel Comics.
Oh, yeah.
Reed Richards is kind of a dick.
At times, yeah.
Hank
maybe,
Pym.
Maybe. Yeah, Hank Pym.
Total
yeah.
dick.
Yeah.
Not all of them, mind you. Not all of the heroes, but the ones that are put forth as better than the rest very frequently, if they don't show enough flaws, come off as dicks, kind of.
Yeah, Hank Pym was.
I mean, Hank
Pym, for me, yeah. Mr. Fantastic, he was oblivious to emotions. Hank was just a dick. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's how I looked at Mr. Fantastic and Ant-Man at the time, and it boils down today. But as for me as a whole, I mean, the movie was all right. I was glad to see that the fourth Captain Marvel got to meet the second Captain Marvel. So now I was happy.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah. I liked that too. I thought that was pretty.
So which one is the fourth Captain Marvel?
Rambo.
No, she's the second.
She's the second?
She's the second.
Who's the fourth then?
Carol's the fourth.
Oh, that's right. Carol's the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So she's the last Captain Marvel that just came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Prior to that, she was Miss Marvel.
That's right. That's right.
She's Miss Marvel.
And also is the one that gave Rogue her powers. Well, yes. Not her powers, but gave her like flying and super strength.
Yeah,
and
more
all
hands
stuff because of how long they touched or some such nonsense.
Mm-hmm. But talking about that, though, you think they will have a Miss Marvel?
Yeah, they'll have the Miss Marvel that's in the comics now.
You think they could that be the next phase then? Because they've introduced a couple of other like younger potential.
You know what they have right now? They've recently acquired the rights to.
What's that?
That I expect a full movie from now. Speaking of this, the X babies.
Yes.
Muppet
babies versus X babies.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. That needs to happen.
That could happen. That could totally happen.
Muppet babies versus X babies. That needs to happen.
That's a thing that could happen.
Yeah. That needs to happen.
Wow. Explore the possibilities, Disney.
Yeah. But back to Captain Marvel.
How many times can we say that?
Back to Captain Marvel.
I was okay with making Mar-Vell a woman, but as a person who has read older comic books, the death of Captain Marvel is like
iconic.
It's iconic, right? And it's kind of like, I know you can't like really do it justice because you got to do several movies and stuff, but it kind of felt like. Like, dude, y'all just, and I know like the movie was geared for, you know, girl power and empowerment of women. And that's great. But it kind of hurt me just like a little bit. It was like, oh,
I thought Jude Law was going to be like Mar-Vell. But then I thought he was going to end up being the villain.
Mm.
Anyways. So I didn't think we were going to get the.
Mar-Vell, we know.
Mar-Vell, we know.
But he was a really bad villain that we could just watch him die of cancer over the next movie, like for 2 hours straight.
right.
Just laying there regretting all of his decisions.
And
Thanos runs through his dreams. And no heroes come to visit him.
He sits there by himself alone in the hospital bed, withering away.
I mean, they kept the story. I mean, they kept the story basically, and, you know, besides his death, I mean, they kept it to where, you know, he was fighting for the Kree. She was a scientist, technically fighting for the Kree, and then realized that which side she was fighting on, and he kind of changed.
Yeah,
like in the comics. So I mean, that part they kept. So I was like, okay, at least they kept that. But a part of me was like, oh, so we just gonna discard and know these young generations never gonna know. The death of Captain Marvel and how.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way they could have made it.
Yeah, which I, like I said, I understood.
Yeah.
I understood. So was anyone else kind of surprised that Nick Fury wasn't like a really tough agent?
Well, I'm
no, I'm not yeah. I'm not expecting him to like beat up alien races, but I'm at least expecting him to be a little more super green.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of like that's not even his personality.
I know. My guess was that this is his first thing.
But
really early on or something like that.
But even with that though, I mean he's been in wars and it's like so it was like this ain't your first rodeo fighting bad guys. I understand you're not going to be able to beat superpower people.
Yeah, it did seem like a different Nick Fury.
Yeah.
But
I'm okay with it because this was his introduction to the world beyond his own. And I think, you know, these things are what led him to go down the road to becoming. I mean, you figure when we meet him in Iron Man, he's just kind of suspicious looking. I mean, all he does is like talk to you about the Avengers Initiative, end of the movie.
I did like the little nod that they gave to where they came up with the idea for the Avengers Initiative at the end. I thought that was kind of cool. Trying to tie that stuff together.
Yeah.
So basically, Carol Danvers, though, she got her powers from the Tesseract.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that
somehow gave her blue blood.
Yeah. I wonder if that somehow.
Also, oh, no.
He gave her a transfusion.
Oh, transfusion. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But I wonder if that's somehow going to play into Endgame, like her being able to.
She could be able to hold it.
Yeah, to hold it, or possibly because you know Scarlet Witch got her powers, and got it from the Mind Stone, and was able to destroy the Mind Stone, even though if it was only temporarily destroying the Mind Stone. Mm-hmm. So maybe Captain Marvel will be able to destroy. Is it the power? One is the Tesseract. It's the power one, I think.
Mm.
Isn't it power? Space.
It's space.
It's space. Yeah.
Because that's how Red Skull got sent to where he got sent, space.
Yeah. So. I don't know. Something to ponder, I guess.
Did anyone else thought it was weird that Captain Marvel shot the True Lies pinup? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger pinup in Blockbuster. That was like weird.
I don't know if it's weird.
I think it was just to indicate what time it was, and she thought it was a person.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird that her initial response to just seeing someone on the other side without even making contact was to immediately fire a gun at them, or fire her powers at them.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought it was weird, but I mean, I didn't think it was. Are you saying that you thought it was symbolic of something? Or
I just thought it was weird. I was like,
by the time that movie came out, Arnold Schwarzenegger was probably about a 40-year-old white man, though.
What do you think about that, internet?
I was like, that's kind of weird. By the way, the night the movie came out, did you see pictures of her, of Brie Larson?
No.
She went to a movie theater and helped pass out.
I did see that. I did see that. I saw that afterwards. Yes. That's pretty cool. That is pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. The only thing, like, I like the whole 90s thing that they did with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I thought was really kind of out of place was when she kind of, like, became full-on Captain Marvel and they played No Doubt, I'm Just a Girl.
Yeah.
Just seemed a little inappropriate. I mean, I know she's just a girl. Well, but it seemed like the music was overpowering the scene.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought, isn't the song about, you know, the perception of her, they're saying that she's just a girl because she can't do anything?
That's why. So. But I don't know. I wanted to hear something more epic where she's got all of her powers now. You want to hear more, like, maybe more of an orchestral type thing, not a 90s.
Well,
No Doubt.
How old are you?
I'm too old to.
Maybe. maybe 40-year-old white dude should be
the soundtrack. You're right. It came out in the 90s, though.
They did have garbage. I was happy. I was like, oh, garbage. Yeah.
I actually thought of you when I heard that. Garbage. I was like, oh, man, Sam loves garbage. He's going to be so happy.
I was like, yay!
But I don't know. It just seemed like, you know, of course they're going to.
I like that she spent most of the movie in a Nine Inch Nails shirt.
I like that. I thought that was pretty cool, too.
Because that's how I spent most of the 90s.
So was I the only one who thought like her uniform was like really tight like it seemed like she was like walking like a robot when she was in the uniform.
Oh, in the actual Captain Marvel.
Yeah, question.
I didn't notice.
It was like
in hindsight, though. I bet you everywhere she went, you probably heard.
Right, yeah, probably, yeah, I felt bad for her. I'm like, man, that thing looks kind
of
tight.
I like that they full on went with all the colors though of the cat. You know, they're not trying to make it, you know, tone it down or anything.
Yeah,
I like that.
She was like, yeah. I was like, man, that outfit seemed kind of.
I did think it was kind of strange that little girl was able to figure out the alien technology on her arm to change the colors to perfectly what she wanted.
It's so intuitive. It's like an iPad.
Yeah, apparently.
Right? See, you know how to use it immediately. I don't know.
Just do this. It's a good thing, man. Good thing she ever tries that with a predator. It's going to end up all bad.
yeah. That is true.
Well, I mean, maybe that's the reason why, you know, if she could, Danny Glover doesn't have to cut the arm off. Man.
Yeah.
Use it for a wall.
You want to help me pick the color?
You're
ugly.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right. The one complaint I do have is the train scene.
The train scene?
Yeah, the train / subway scene. I'm trying to understand. You mean to tell me, everyone on that train, that you're gonna try to restrain a young woman fighting an older woman who is doing gymnastics and flips throughout the whole car, and no one said, hey, that seems awfully strange for it looks like an 85-year-old woman doing all these super tricks and fighting this young girl. Huh, why don't we try to restrain both of them?
Maybe they tried to restrain the one that they thought they could take, and the other one was doing some little bit more ninjutsu on them.
we're really doing this? Like, but I just thought that was weird. I just thought that was like, but I did like the shout out from Stan Lee, his last cameo for Mallrats.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool, and went along with the timeline of Mallrats.
Yes.
So
Rick has stepped out again of the room.
Oh, so we're gonna address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, I think we need to.
Okay.
I don't know if we should. He could come in at any time, and I don't really necessarily want the internet to know what he does with lemons.
Yeah, like, dude. That's weird, right?
It is very strange.
It's like,
I don't even know if there's an actual word.
I didn't think you could do that with lemon.
Maybe citrophiles?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
We need to make that a word. Citrophilia.
Citrophilia.
Yeah.
I mean, not the grapefruit. Even grapefruit.
I know.
Dude.
Oranges.
It's worse with grapefruit. Holy crap.
And I don't understand how he can even walk after the cantaloupe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we need to have an intervention.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Constant smell of poop and citrus and other fruits. It's crazy.
Yeah. And trying to make that into a scent.
It doesn't. Well, have you ever ridden his car where he actually makes the air fresheners that smell like
that? Oh, dude, no. Yeah, yeah. See, right now, these are the pants I have on are like my go outside and mow the lawn pants.
Yeah,
it
lingers.
It does linger. I have shorts underneath here. I'm a black man in Northeast Ohio who will wear shorts in the middle of wintertime. Because, you know, of that citrus stuff.
Citrus poop smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty awful.
Yeah.
I pray he never really, I mean, right now he's mostly sticking to citrus as far as I can tell. Oh. But orangey, glad I didn't say banana. welcome back, Rick.
Oh, well, what do you mean? I haven't been anywhere.
Oh.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that conversation we had.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
How much do you agree with what we said? I mean, realistically, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not at all and 10 being hot damn, that's an orange.
Probably an orange.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yep.
Okay, then. Okay. So, Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel.
Back to Captain Marvel. Subway scene.
Yeah, subway scene. Mallrats.
Yep. I think that's the best Stanley cameo.
I will always be partial to him talking to the Watchers. But
yeah, that's pretty good. But
that was pretty nice.
Yeah, that was.
Does raise continuity questions. Like I wonder what Mallrats looks like in that universe.
Right.
Because he talks about properties that Marvel didn't own.
Oh, that's true.
That don't exist in that world, like the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
What he also talks about.
The rest of Spider-Man and Hulk and all that. Yeah. Kevin Smith really enjoyed it.
Yes. Yeah. He sure did.
Tearing up a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Although I would say that if I was in his shoes, I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in his shoes, and half the time when I see a Stan Lee cameo now, I know.
It's,
End of the Spider-Verse was terrible for me.
Dude, even the beginning intro of this movie was all Stan Lee.
Oh, gosh. No one prepared me for that.
Oh, I know. Right? That's why I didn't. I almost said, I'm like, no, he's going to have to deal with it, too. No.
No.
No. Because I had to deal with it.
I was like, what?
So,
what?
Yeah, I was like, oh, all the Stan Lees. Yeah.
I forgot that you knew about that before I went in there and you had a chance to tell me and didn't.
Yeah. No, I had to fully embrace my emotional. I was a wreck for the first 5 minutes. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, maybe that's why you didn't like the first part of the movie.
That could be. Maybe. Because I wasn't really paying attention. I just kept thinking about Stan. Just kept
thinking about Stan Lee.
Yeah. Ugh. But yeah, the Into the Spider-Verse cameos.
Yeah,
is pretty good too. The cameo of him in the Sony Spider-Man game is pretty good too. Did you see that one?
I own the game, but I've hardly played it.
You've got hard to play it. Yeah, the cameo is one of the few things my son has played through almost the whole thing.
Oh wow!
The cameo is the one thing I saw from pretty early on, and it's pretty good. I was like, oh my God, because that came out like. Right after
you
died, yeah. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a downer.
So, if you were, where would you put this movie? I put it on a level of about like Doctor Strange level.
Yeah.
It's an origin movie. It's good enough.
Yeah. I like Doctor Strange quite a bit, though. I think like Ant-Man. I like Ant-Man a lot.
Yeah, too, I put Doctor Strange and Ant-Man on a similar level in my pantheon. Yeah.
See, I
probably like Doctor Strange better than Ant-Man a little bit. But I put Captain Marvel around there. It's of the three. That's probably the one I like the least. But same general area.
Well, look, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah. That sounds about right. Yeah.
I like Guardians of the Galaxy 2 better, though, than Captain Marvel. But it's around, I agree, it's around the same.
Yeah.
It's around the same.
All right. Well, anything else we want to say about Captain Marvel?
I think we've about Captain Marveled out.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we want to talk about how powerful she is.
Yeah.
She's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
She took out, like, the whole ship.
Like it was a lemon.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
And when Ronan made an appearance.
Yeah. And so, kind of turned tail after seeing Captain Marvel, which is, you know, that says a lot too, because Ronan was pretty powerful in Guardians.
So was Ronan, because I'm trying to, because Ronan's face was a little bit different. He didn't have the black stripes.
Yeah. I think that was
due to being age. Right.
Or, I assumed it was because wasn't his thing like he was the Kree were gone or something?
I think he was like he disagreed with a lot of the other Kree followers. Yeah. So he kind of did his like part of a faction and kind of broke off.
Yeah.
And kind of was much more.
I think it was just militaristic. Part of his, I'm a bad guy now. And here's my war paint.
Yeah. That's kind of how I thought.
And then you got to see the one Kree warrior who was in the first Guardians who was sided with.
Who? Yeah. Who?
Who?
That guy.
Yeah.
Star Lord, man.
Star Lord.
Who are you?
Yeah. it was kind of cool seeing those guys.
Yeah.
Like that.
Post-credit scene. I honestly feel that it would have been even more worthwhile if that cat had just hawked up a hairball instead. Everyone was waiting for that Tesseract.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine just waiting all that long and that's all you get?
The hairball, yeah.
Or I was thinking he was gonna hawk up a Kree warrior or something.
Body part.
Yeah. Or just in the hole.
Have you seen some of the theories of, like, because you've watched a lot of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't think you've seen as much as we have.
I have not seen as much as you have.
Yeah, and they have a Kree corpse that they use earlier I've on. The on running theory now, I guess, is that corpse came from the Flerken. That's what it's called, the Flerken, right?
Yeah, Flerken.
That because you know he kind of ate some Kree.
Yeah,
that's why it's like that.
Oh, I got something else to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah. I hated this.
Oh.
I hated the fact that Nick Fury's eye was scratched by a cat. Hated it.
Well, he hated it. I mean, he did say that he trusted somebody once. Now he only said, the Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He trusted somebody once and he lost an eye.
Hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it.
I kind of saw it coming, but the way it happened, it was kind of even. I don't know. I
was hated it. It was like, really?
Yeah.
Hated it.
I didn't hate it.
Hated it.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
Hated it with hated it.
It sounds like you have feelings about this.
It's kind of like.
On a scale of one to cantaloupe.
One
being loved it.
No.
And cantaloupe being you hated it.
No, that's take two cantaloupes.
Two cantaloupes.
I really hated it.
That's an image.
Because it's just like, I understand, like, they wanted to make it light. Oh, was it mysterious that he got shrapnel in his eye? Oh, no, it was just an intergalactic cat that scratched him and then it got affected. You know I just hate it. I like, come on.
You know guys. What I think I would have liked better? Is if he didn't lose his eye in the movie at all.
Right.
It just kept it mysterious. Yeah, yeah. I think that would have been.
I was like, seriously?
He did keep getting hit in the eye. So that was kind of an ongoing gag. Like, oh, he keeps getting hit in the eye. This is when he's going to lose his eye.
There's the cut. And then the cut's getting bigger. And it's cut, and all. I was like, oh. This.
And then the cat. And yeah. I don't know. I think it could have been handled better. I didn't hate it
as much
as you did, but
I hated it. It was.
I was just like, eh.
It's up there with the with my rant about Iceman and things. I hated it.
Oh,
yeah. I hated it. Hated it.
Hated it.
So that's just my opinion. Other than that, you know, it was nice. The movie.
You think Jude Law's character will make an appearance again?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe
Captain Sky, but you know,
yeah.
I'm Captain Sky.
Captain Sky. So, all right, okay. I guess we didn't talk about the one other end credit scene. Maybe we should talk about that. About how you see the Avengers, and then all of a sudden, Captain Marvel.
Where's Fury?
Yeah, where's Fury?
So we don't have no security system.
Yeah, Captain Marvel's so.
No,
she can.
No, she's
no,
not.
No,
Ant-Man is one thing, but no, she's not. Yeah. She would just crash through.
We don't know where they were at when she said that, do we?
Yeah, they were at the Avengers base.
Yeah, we would assume that. Yeah, but we don't know that for sure. Yes.
Well, how do you not know? It's the same surrounding as back
because we're
Ant-Man and the end of Avengers.
But maybe Tony Stark controls, like, he's the guy that knows all that stuff and he's not there, so maybe he does not have nobody else knows how to operate the security system.
So you're telling me
or maybe that's not the beginning of Avengers. Maybe that's like three quarters of the way through Avengers and she's already been found and was in the thing and asleep for days and this all of a sudden walks into the room and says, "Where's Fury?"
That's true. We don't know exactly.
We don't know that. We don't know. We don't know the context of her. You don't see her fly into the building, do you?
No, but why would she just why would she just wake up and just walk over there? Where's Fury? Like,
she flew in from outer space. Her arms are tired. She needed to rest. I don't know. Again, telling me. I don't know context. I'm saying you watched 30 seconds.
She was already in the base.
Yeah, I guess the only thing we can say for sure is that Captain Marvel will meet the Avengers.
Yeah.
At some point.
Right. And almost get hit with a hammer.
I mean, for crying out loud, let's be realistic. We saw an Infinity Gauntlet in Odin's room, whatever. Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
In a post-credit scene, we've seen things that happened. We've seen a completely different Thanos.
That's true. Yeah.
That doesn't even look close to the same thing.
Yeah. Well, he aged.
With a Chitauri army, mentioning to court death, which made them all happy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the post-credit scenes, they do fun things, but they don't always necessarily tie in exactly the way you expect them to.
Oh, yeah, you mean when the Hawk was supposed to be in Wakanda?
That was in a trailer. Yeah, so I know that, which has made me start thinking about the trailers we've seen recently for Endgame too.
Well, they clearly have edited Professor Hulk out of the airport scene. There's a big giant Hulk spaced gap in the when they're walking, and they've actually shown they've actually shown the toy where he looks like the Hulk that we know up in that spacesuit. So we know what we're getting there.
Yeah. But we do get to see Tony Stark with the rest of the Avengers. So at some point he gets rescued.
Yeah.
Can only assume. Do we think it's Captain Marvel that rescues?
I think that's probably...
That seems the safest.
Yeah, that on her way back, she picks up the distress signal and goes and finds him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind if the movie's over 2 hours long.
I don't mind that. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay, actually, if the movie never ends.
Yeah.
It just starts and you spend the rest of your life starving to death waiting for the movie to end.
Well, with theaters nowadays, you can just order your food and they just bring it over.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, that just goes to show how long that movie's going to be, because they'll have to run out of food before I starve to death.
Oh, there you go.
I'll poop right in that chair.
Better get the extra large bucket of popcorn.
Probably be healthier than the butter. Can actually feel your veins crackling.
And when you do, I know, but it's so delicious.
I actually don't get butter on my popcorn.
What, really?
As a theory, yeah.
No. Do you get anything on it?
No,
really.
Yeah,
just popcorn.
Just popcorn.
Scale of 1 to 10, Captain Marvel.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 7, maybe.
I'd go about 7.
Mm. I'd go about 6.
There you go. All right. And I guess that's our Captain Marvel discussion.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm pausing weirdly.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Dramatic effect.
Dramatic effect.
As Rick slowly morphs into Christopher Walken.
Yes.
Strange pauses.
Strange pauses.
All right. Check us out on our... social media sites on Facebook, facebook.com/allofmyissues, on our Twitter page, allofmyissues.com, and
the website
at allofmyissues.com, www.allofmyissues.com, and our podcast on iTunes and Google Play.
Yeah, wherever you get all your fun podcasts that you listen to. And you can listen to this one too, then.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. All right. Thanks for listening.
#citrophilia.
Bye.
Bye.